Today is Tzom Gedalia, and kind of gets lost in the mix of what Tzom Gedalia is, because it's the middle of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we kind of forget what it's about. But essentially, just in 30 seconds, the story of Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia was the last Jewish ruler of the land of Israel before everybody was kicked out after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the downfall of Gedalia, and this is what I want to speak about, Gedalia was murdered by another Jew whose name is Yishmael. And one of the reasons Chazal point out is that Gedalia didn't listen to the warnings. He was told once, twice, three times, watch out for this guy Yishmael. He's going to come and get you. He's going to assassinate you. And Gedalia said, no, I'm fine. Everything is perfect. Everything is okay. No need to worry. I don't have to listen to the warnings. And I think that's a great message for right now during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, where we hear a lot of speeches, a lot of talks about improving and tshuva and doing better. And what happens? We say, people are just talking to me, talking around. We don't want to do anything. We don't want to change. And the answer is, the lesson from Gedalia is that when somebody tells you something, you should open up your ears and listen to what they have to say and try to improve upon what your situation is. There's a Rambam that I just want to tell you, and then I want to tell you a story that connects to this idea. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel that during these days, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we know, we are told that we hang in the balance, right? We're Beinonim. Most people are Beinonim. We're not Rishayim. We're not terrible, but we're also not Tzadikim. We're not where we should be, and therefore we're in this place of 50-50. The scales are perfectly balanced. And the Rambam says, so what are we supposed to do during this time? We are supposed to do tshuva. We're supposed to look at ourselves. How can we be better? What can we improve upon? How can we grow? How can we fix our mistakes? That's the purpose of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So there's a question asked about this Rambam. And this is asked by a well-known rabbi whose name was Rav Yitzhak Blaser, who was a rabbi a little bit over 100 years ago. So Rav Yitzhak Blaser asked a question about the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Right now, during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we're 50-50, right? The scales are even. If you have a scale that's perfectly even, what's the simplest way to push it to one side? What's the simplest way? To put one thing on the other side, right? Just to take one thing and put it on the side of good. So they ask a question about the Rambam. Why do I have to do tshuva during Aseres Yemei Teshuva? Why don't I just go and do one extra mitzvah, go and do one good thing, and then I'll be good for Yom Kippur, right? If everything is 50-50, let me just go do chesed in the afternoon. It'll push everything to the good side, and Aseres Yemei Teshuva are over. What do I have to do tshuva for and try to improve myself or do things better? Let me just do one extra mitzvah. So Rav Yitzhak Blaser explains that a person who tells themselves, I don't want to be better, I don't want to grow, I don't want to improve about who I am and become a better human being. The person who says, tshuva is not for me, so that is such a bad aveira that it would counteract any mitzvah you would decide to do. Right? A person says, I'm going to do one mitzvah, but that's it. I'm not interested in growing or becoming a better person. So says Hashem, that's such a terrible thing to go and say, I don't want to become better, I don't want to grow, that would push aside any mitzvah that you do during these times. The Medrash brings a mashal. The Medrash says that during these days, a person is like a person who's in jail. And there's a jailbreak in the jail, and the whole jail cell, all the people, all the robbers, all the criminals in the jail cell, they break free, there's a hole in the wall, and they all escape. The officer, the warden of the jail, comes in, and he sees one guy sitting there in the jail cell, just sitting there, not leaving through the giant opening in the wall to escape. So the Medrash says that the warden, the officer, goes, and he starts hitting this guy and saying, you fool, why didn't you escape with everybody else? So the Medrash says this is so too during this time. Right now, we have an opening, we have a way to tunnel our way back to Hashem, and we're not taking advantage of it. So they ask a question. I understand why the guy's a fool, but why is the officer in the jail hitting the guy for not escaping? He's called the fool. Why do you have to hit him? So the answer is because a person who has the opportunity to grow, a person who has a day like Tzom Gedalia, and they don't go and do chesed, they don't go to learn Torah, they don't try and grow from that opportunity, it's an aveira. It's bad. Because they're given the opportunity to escape, so to speak. They're given the opportunity to escape and come back to Hashem, and they decide not to as well. So what can we do? I want to pick on one specific thing during this time period, and really, we're already Wednesday. Wednesday, as we know, is already Erev Shabbos. That's why we say L'chunarana in the Shil Shoyom, because we're already getting ready for Shabbos. So this coming Shabbos is Shabbos what? Shabbos Shuva. And the minog throughout all of Klal Yisrael, throughout all the Jewish people, is to go hear the Shabbos Shuva drasha. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a Shabbos Shuva drasha. So I'm about to say I'm not invested in. I'm not saying you have to go because I'm the rabbi and therefore you have to go to the Shabbos Shuva drasha. I'm telling you, based on a tradition of the Jewish people, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Beis, the Matzah Ephraim, all the Sfarim bring down that it's important to go to the Shabbos Shuva drasha. This is a custom going back hundreds of years to go hear the rabbi's Shabbos Shuva drasha. And to highlight this point, I want to tell you a beautiful mashal, a beautiful story from the Ben Ish Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. He tells the following story. There was once four wealthy men, four wealthy individuals, and when you're exceedingly wealthy, you can pay somebody to do your shopping for you. So they went and they hired a man who is going to be a valet for them. A valet is a person who goes and does your shopping, goes and takes care of the things that you need. So the four wealthy men went and they hired a valet who would go on Thursdays, go to the market, buy all their things, and take care of all the needs for Shabbos, all the food they would need for the week. So the first month, they hire this valet, and the gentleman goes, and it costs $200 to do all their shopping for the month. The next month, it costs $300 to do their shopping. The next month, $400, and every single month, the expenses to pay this guy to do their shopping gets more and more and more. And all of a sudden, these four wealthy men, who are friends with each other, they look at each other and say, "What's going on over here? I may not do the shopping, but I realize, you know, that the price of apples don't exceedingly go up by hundreds of dollars every month. What is going on?" So they say, "We're going to find this guy out. What we're going to do is, one of us are going to go with the valet shopping on Thursdays, and we're going to see what he's spending everything on." What was going on in reality? The valet was simply charging more and more money. He was taking money from these people. The groceries cost $200. He would charge them more and more money, and he would pocket the rest. Certainly not okay. So the first week, the first wealthy man goes to the valet and he says, "I'm coming with you. I'm going to come see what you're shopping for." So the valet gets nervous. He says, "They're going to find me out. They're going to see that the price of apples is not as much as I'm saying. I'm going to be found out. The gig is up, as they say. So what am I going to do?" So the valet turns to the first wealthy man and says, "No, you don't want to come with me to the market. It's noisy. It's hot. Very busy. You know, it's not for you. You just go somewhere else. You sit and relax at home. I'll take care of it." So the guy says, "Oh, okay. Sounds like a good idea." And the guy goes back home. The second week, the second wealthy man says, "I'm going to find out what's going on." So he goes with the valet, and the valet says, no, don't come." He says, no, "I'm coming. I'm going to see what's going on." So they go to the market, and in the market, the valet starts distracting him. The wealthy man's trying to look at the price of apples, trying to look at the price of meat. But the valet is saying, "Oh, look at the construction over there. Look at that billboard over there. Oh, see what's going on? Two people are fighting about the price of the mule over there." And he distracts him. So he takes the wealthy man through the whole market, and he doesn't notice the thing that's going on. The third wealthy man, the third week, says, "Okay, I'm going to see what's going on. I'm going to stay focused on target. I'm going to see what's going on. What is this guy doing to us?" So he tries to tell him, "You know, you shouldn't come. It's hot." He says, no, "I'm coming." He tries to get him to come in. And he says, "No, I'm going to focus on what's going on." And the guy's trying to distract him. And he's trying to show him, you know, what in fact is not going on. He's trying to push his eyes elsewhere. And finally, the wealthy man says, "I'm on to you. I see what's going on. These apples cost $1. You're charging us $5. I see what's going on." So the valet says, No, "You don't understand. These apples, I buy you very big apples. The apples you're looking at are very small apples. So of course they charge $5 for your apples because I'm getting you the best stuff. And that's why there's discrepancy." So the wealthy man says, "Okay, he must be right, whatever," and he goes home. The fourth week, the wealthy man comes back with the valet. The fourth wealthy man comes back and he tells the valet, "I'm going into the market and we're going to see what's going on." The valet tries to distract him. He tries to push him away. He doesn't want to be found out that he's skimming money from these wealthy people. So they go into the market, The guy's laser focused on what's going on. He's looking at all the prices, he sees what's going on, and he's getting more and more enraged because nothing is the price that he was told by his personal shopper. So the personal shopper pulls out his last card and he says, no, the prices are different. I buy you the expensive stuff, the good stuff. You're looking at the cheap stuff. That's why the prices are different. So the wealthy man looks at the valet and says, are you sure about that? And he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out the exact same apple that they're selling there in the market, the same size, the same color, the same taste. And he says, you're found out. I know what's going on. You're tricking us. And they fired the guy. Says the Ben Ishchai, the same comes when it comes to preparing for Yontif and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and going to the Shirim and going to the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. The first person is told by the Eitz Hara, don't come to shul. You're tired. It's a long afternoon. You got to rest. You have school work the next week. Don't come to shul. It's not worth it. It's hot in shul. You're not going to like your seat. Somebody's going to be kicking the chair behind you. Don't come to shul. And what does the first person say? I'm not going to come to shul for the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. I don't want to hear anything that's going to help me become a better person. The second person comes to shul. He gets into shul. And what does the Eitz Hara tell him? Oh, look over there. We get distracted by everything else except the rabbi's speech. Look at the bald spot on that guy's head. And look what dress this person is wearing. And get distracted by everything. I never noticed that mark, that crack in the shul, the ceiling that looks exactly like a rabbit. I never noticed that before. And you come to shul, but you miss the whole thing because you get distracted by everything else except the Divrei Torah. The third person comes to shul, says the Ben Ishchai, and he comes to shul, and he hears the drasha, and the rabbi talks about, you know, making brachos and davening with kavana and all the important things we know about. And what does the person say? Oh, they're not talking about me. They're talking about someone who's a great tzaddik, but that's not me. Or they're talking about somebody who's lowly than me. I'm much better than that. And they hear the words of the drasha, but they think that it's not talking to them. Finally, the fourth person comes to shul, and he says, I'm going to come to shul. I'm going to pay attention to the drasha. I'm going to listen to the drasha. I'm going to take something away from it. I'm going to pick something that the rabbi talks about this year, and I'm going to take home the bar makomos, the notes that he hands out. I'm going to make an effort to pick one thing to improve upon so I can grow from the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. And that is the lesson of the Haftorah in this week's Parsha, where we say, Kichu imachem devarim. Take these words with you. Make sure you go to shul for the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. It's important to go. And make sure that you take a message from it, you take home the paper, you take an idea, you write it down after Shabbos, you stick it in your bag, you make a note in your phone, and this is something to work upon because the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha is there for you. It's not for the rabbi's entertainment, it's not to tell stories, it's not to tell jokes, it's there to grow from and improve from. I just want to stress how important it is to attend the drasha. The commentaries write here on the Shulchan Aruch that even great tzaddikim, even people who daven correctly, do everything the right way, have to go to the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. And they note that if the great people don't go to the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, then the people who aren't so great aren't going to go. They're going to say, ah, well, this rabbi's not going, this rabbitson's not going, this teacher's not going, so why should I go? It's so important to go and to bring people along, to take friends with you, to go hear the words of Torah at this time. The pasuk says, "Ha'azinu Hashemayim v'adabera, v'tishma ha'aretz imrei fi." Ha'azinu Hashemayim. When those who are up in the Shemayim, the great tzaddikim, listen, so it pulls along the rest of the people as well. Just to tell one more message, one more story about this. In the city of Tzfas, at the end of the 1500s, lived the greatest collection of Talmidei Chachamim in one city. I want to tell you who lived in Tzfas at that time. All in the same neighborhood, all around the same street. Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, was neighbors with the Arizal, whose words of Kabbalah we all live by and we all follow in our own minhagim, who is neighbors with Rav Moshe Cordovero, who wrote an important work called the Tomer Devorah, which is an important work of Musar as well, who was also neighbors with Rav Moshe Alshech, the Alshech HaKadosh. They all lived together. These were four of the greatest Rabbanim of all time, all lived together in the same town. Do you know who gave the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha in Tzfas? Rav Moshe Alshech, of the famous commentary on the Torah. And do you know who came to the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha? Rav Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Arizal, and Rav Moshe Cordovero. They all came to the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. Neither one of them thought that they were better, holier, more knowledgeable. So if all of these great men came to hear the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, certainly it must mean something to us as well, to make sure that this coming Shabbos, we don't sleep through the afternoon, we make sure to go, we make sure to take something from the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, we make sure to grow from something from the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, and not be distracted like the valet who pulled all these wealthy men away from their goals and took them away from what they were trying to do, and try to really pick one thing to go into Yom Kippur with, to try to grow from and try to accomplish and to uphold this very holy custom of the Jewish people going back literally centuries, almost 1,000 years, to go this coming Shabbos to hear words of Torah and Chizuk and try to become just a little better. Maybe not a lot better, but just a little better, and try to improve in one small way. Everybody is wished a big Yasher Koch for coming out and trying to spend the day growing a little bit more, and we should continue to grow as we approach this coming Yom HaDin.